Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Space travel is full of dangers and difficulties, but one perhaps that doesn't get much attention is the problem of food. A lot of it's horrible. Astronauts on the space station have no access to bread, for instance, and instead have to make do with tortillas. But a company in Germany is now working on this problem, hoping to make it possible to bake bread in space. On the line is Sebastian Marsu, a CEO of Bake in Space. Afternoon, Sebastian.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell us what are the difficulties at the moment? If somebody wanted to bake some bread on the International Space Station, why would that be impossible?
It's not impossible, it's just extremely complicated because it's not as straightforward as baking at home as we know in from our homes, let's say. It starts with the basics like the availability of power, so you only have 270 watts, which is about a tenth of what you use here on Earth for a standard oven. So we have less power available for heating the oven. We have a whole series of safety constraints that relate to touch temperatures for astronauts, so that any surface that an astronaut touches is not allowed to be hotter than 45 degrees. Meaning that we can't have a preheating phase of the oven and then open up the oven and then put your baked product in as we have on Earth. Another safety-related issue with that is that maybe a hot air bubble of 200 degrees could come out of the oven and then potentially harm the astronaut if he flies through it because they will not be able to detect the difference between the hot air bubble and the standard air. Mm. Because air doesn't mix as it does here on Earth. So on Earth, you would just open the oven, and then you feel the hot air for a short while, and then it's gone. There, it'll basically just stay in mid air. Beyond that, we have issues with crumbs. So we have to develop the oven in a way that it does not move. Let's say circulate the air so that any crumbs could potentially go towards the heating elements. So we have to reverse the airflow and design that in a special way. On top of that, we have to design the recipe so that whatever is put in the oven with all these constraints, meaning that we have no preheating phase, we put in basically something in a cold oven, we heat up, we bake, we cool down, and in that whole time frame, we have something that could essentially dry out because of the long time period that it's been in the oven with the little power that we have and then essentially dry out. So we need to add water to the entire process and together with the whole recipe to finally result in a crumb-free bread roll. Mm. And as you can see, it's really yes. Not as straightforward as it is here on Earth.
There's a lot to do there. So apart from the oven, the constraints on the oven, are you constrained in the ingredients for the dough, for the raw material for the bread?
No, the raw materials for the bread, we're not constrained, but we're looking at, let's say on a microbiological level at enzymes. There's certain enzymes that can result in something which is a bread product which is more crummy or less crummy. We are looking at special ingredients that will just enable us to create something that will have, let's say, a more leathery texture on the outside, and on the inside is less prone to crumbing. The other thing that we need to consider is for an astronaut to taste anything, you need to add more salt to the recipe of the dough, which means that salt will ultimately also have an effect on the amount of water in the dough, and then essentially also will affect the crumbiness of the final bread item.
So theoretically then, in this oven that has to start cold and end cold, how long would it take to bake a bread roll?
So at the moment, we're running a few tests with the oven unit that we've, the prototype that we've constructed. We were actually surprised that it seems to heat up faster than we had initially thought. But then, I mean, we'll still have to work through the whole procedure. But we're estimating about 45 minutes to an hour for the whole, let's say, for the whole baking process.
Okay, that's not bad.
And let's say the one thing that you need to think about is astronaut time, which is a commodity which is very scarce and very costly. And therefore, the whole baking process is limited in terms of the activity of the astronaut, that they don't, the only thing that they have to do is fill the oven and take out the finished baked product. And that's it, because the whole baking process is really controlled from Earth. And we will basically monitor everything through sensors in the oven. So if anything happens there that we don't want, so that we can switch it off and stop the experiment right there.
And presumably the dough will be, you know, pre-made on Earth and sent up to the space station.
Yes, yes.
Were you approached about this? Was there a demand from astronauts to be able to eat bread? Because as I understand it, all they have at the moment is tortillas.
Well, they have tortillas. They have freeze-dried food, which gets rehydrated by adding water. Let's say the quality of life that astronauts currently face is similar to, let's say, an extended camping trip, where you basically take on some of the lesser amenities that you are used to on Earth. You just live with those, let's say, lack of comfort that you know from Earth. But the reality is, if we want to send astronauts further out into space, and we want to go to Moon and Mars, and there are projects that are already talking about doing that, then we need to look at the quality of life issue for astronauts and the comfort issue that they face. And food is such a major element of daily life of humans. And the reason why we thought about the bread experiment started off with the fact that the German astronaut Alexander Gerst, he's used to good bread, but when we looked at it further, we realized that we're actually answering a much deeper, let's say, element that which is the fact of quality of life. So if you think about it, bread has always been symbolic for quality of life. Ever since we started with agriculture on Earth, bread has always been part of that process.
Mm.
And it was such a miracle when it was discovered that it made its way into religious rituals. Lord, give us our daily bread. It's something that is at least in many parts of the world where bread is synonymous with quality of life or money. Speaking in the English language, of the breadwinner that sustains the quality of life. In Germany, we have similar sayings like bread and butter business, or this is how I earn my daily bread. In French, the word friend comes from Latin companis, copain, which means with bread. So bread is always a symbol for friendship, quality of life, home, essentially. And that slice of home is what we're trying to create in space for future human space exploration.
Is there a time scale on this, Sebastian? Are you hoping to get a working oven up to the space station by a particular time?
So the project has a long-term perspective, because what we're trying to achieve is to recreate the whole value chain from growing grain to creating a finished baked product in microgravity in space. And we're reverse engineering that process by starting with the technology demonstration of baking and the technology demonstration of the oven in on the space station. And that will be done next year in 2018 during the so we will start the project during the mission of Alexander Gerst, the German astronaut. But it's something that will continue up there. So the oven will be in operation with different astronauts, where we will continue to do to test different recipes and to slowly work our way towards something which is bread that is created from something that we've grown up there, ground down the grain to flour, mix it with water to create dough, and then essentially bake that dough into bread.
Is there any possibility of baking bread on the space station and bringing it back down to Earth again just to see what it tastes like?
Yes, there is a possibility of doing that, but it'll be the most costliest bread that you can imagine because the per kilo load, per kilo launch cost and bringing samples down back to Earth is quite heavy. There's been quite a lot of interest already. People have approached us on that. But one aspect where we are very keen on for the commercial aspect, because we are a startup looking at commercial return on investment for what we're doing here, is basically creating sourdough in microgravity and bringing that back down so that we can commercialize the sourdough from space.
Sebastian Marcoux is founder and CEO of Bake in Space. Sebastian, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean. It was a pleasure.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.